Hi, I'm Mark Chansky with a message from the Reformed Baptist Church of Holland. Psalm 23 begins, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." A high school soccer player breaks his ankle, and the orthopedic surgeon tells him he's done for the season. If the Lord is his good shepherd, why did God do that to him? When Johnny Erickson Tata was in high school, she broke her neck diving into shallow water. And ever since, Johnny's been a wheelchair-bound quadriplegic. Why did God do that to Johnny? Johnny recently reflected how a shepherd often uses a sheepdog who barks and snarls at the sheep to make sure they stay close to the shepherd and get home safely. Johnny's concluded that suffering is a lot like a sheepdog. She says, like a sheepdog, suffering often leaps out of the bushes, scaring us. But suffering only intrudes into our lives by the will of the good shepherd. We're often too much like foolish sheep, prone to wander down dangerous paths, but suffering opposes and growls. That sheepdog warns us to stay off the wrong path. We don't like the bark of affliction or the bite of pain. We never want to be herded where we don't want to go, and who wants to take up a cross and follow Christ? But that's right where our good shepherd wants us. Johnny believes that her wheelchair is a God-sent sheepdog to keep her near to her Lord. A pair of crutches or a job loss can do the same. There's an old shepherd in Scotland who uses two sheepdogs in keeping his flock. Their names are Goodness and Mercy. Psalm 23 ends, "Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Visit us at the Reformed Baptist Church of Holland on Sundays, 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. at 269 Douglas. Find us on the web at rbcholland.org.